WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Ever feel like your emotions are on autopilot? Like they're hijacking your day, dragging you down a rabbit hole of stress or negativity? Trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that's constantly bombarding us with information, deadlines, and social pressures. It's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed. But what if I told you there's a superpower within you that can help you tame those wild emotions and find inner peace? That superpower is mindfulness. Now, before you start thinking meditating for hours in a lotus position, let me tell you, mindfulness isn't about achieving some zen-like state. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them, like watching clouds drift by. So, how can this watching clouds thing actually help us regulate our emotions? Well, think of it like this. When you're mindful, you create space between yourself and your emotions. You become the observer, not the experiencer. This creates a crucial distance that allows you to choose how you respond instead of reacting impulsively. Here are 5 key takeaways from Stoic wisdom that can help you cultivate mindfulness and master emotional regulation. 1. Accept what you can't control. Life throws curveballs, it's a fact. But clinging to things beyond your control only creates unnecessary suffering. Focus your energy on what you can control. Your thoughts, actions, and reactions. This doesn't mean becoming passive, it means being proactive about managing your emotional responses to challenging situations. 2. Practice negative visualization. Sounds a bit morbid, right? But hear me out. By mentally preparing for potential setbacks, you can lessen their impact when they actually occur. It's like building emotional resilience. Imagine facing a disappointment knowing you've already mentally prepared for it. 3. Focus on your values. What truly matters to you? When you align your actions with your core values, you create a sense of purpose and fulfillment that can buffer against negative emotions. Picture yourself living according to your values. Doesn't that feel good? Make those values a guiding force in your decisions and actions. 4. Seek out meaningful connections. Human beings are social creatures by nature. Nurturing strong relationships provides support, empathy, and a sense of belonging, all vital ingredients for emotional well-being. Spend time with people who uplift you, engage in meaningful conversations, and build genuine connections. 5. Practice gratitude. This one's simple but powerful. Regularly acknowledging the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little joys, a delicious meal, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine yourself facing a stressful deadline at work. Instead of panicking and letting anxiety take over, you remember these stoic principles. You remind yourself that what truly matters is delivering quality work while maintaining your integrity. You focus on the tasks within your control and seek support from colleagues when needed. You express gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow. See, mindfulness isn't about being a Zen master, it's about equipping yourself with practical tools to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. It's about choosing how you respond to your emotions rather than being controlled by them. So, remember these key takeaways. Accept what you can't control, prepare for potential setbacks, live according to your values, nurture meaningful connections, and cultivate a sense of gratitude. These practices aren't just words, they're powerful strategies that can transform your emotional landscape and lead you toward a more fulfilling life. Ready to put these tips into action? Start small. Take a few deep breaths throughout the day, practice mindful eating, or simply notice the sensations around you. Every step you take towards mindfulness is a victory for your emotional well-being. Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of stoic wisdom, and leave a review to let us know what resonates most with you. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.